Joining us now is Grand Marais Mayor Jay Arrowsmith-Dekeu. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So, busy meeting. It sounds like you guys were in for a long session. It started out with the Cook County North Shore Hospital and Care Center expansion project.
Yes. So this was another one of those over 2 hour meetings. And I did have a conversation with some of the counselors after the meeting and said, you know, I really, really tried to keep that meeting shorter, but you know, we really had a lot of stuff.
If you've
to
got
talk
a lot
about.
To get to, you got to cover it all.
Totally. And that's one of the things that, you know, there's just a lot of things that came together with this agenda. The first one was an IRRB grant application. So the Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation, I think I got those R's mixed up. That board distributes the taconite tax from the mining that happens, and we are in that taconite district. So we are eligible for monies coming from that fund. And the hospital wants to tap into $350,000 of that to pay for the expansion to the infrastructure when they do their $20 million expansion. So Kimber Ralstead and Rory came and they gave us the presentation, explained to us largely what the purpose of doing the expansion is and what the results will be for the community, and then asked us to sign a resolution that said that we would accept the money from IRRB, or that we would be part of the application, because IRRB only gives money to municipalities. So in this, the city acts basically as a pass-through agency, and the $350,000 gets used directly by the hospital to pay their contractors to put in the infrastructure up to the standards that the city has. So that's it in a nutshell. It didn't go that quickly at last night's meeting, but that's it in a nutshell, and we voted to do that because we figured that if we can lessen the financial strain on the hospital in any way, shape, or form, that's good for the community.
And do you know the plans for the expansion project already?
Yes, she spent probably a half an hour going through what the proposed plans are. Now this is, you know, they've done several different iterations of the plans, but I think we're getting pretty close to the end of that. So she showed us what they have and what the plan was and the financials, and it's really quite an exhaustive list of information and the studies that have been done. So that was very nice to see, and good to see that they've been putting a lot of thought into it.
And an idea for observation binoculars in the harbor. How did that go?
Yeah, so there's a community member who came up and said that he would like to. What he wants is he wants some place set up where people can use observation binoculars to look at the harbor and to look at the lake. And the council asked him a lot of questions. We kind of grilled him because we needed to understand what exactly he was asking. Are you asking to start a business? Are you saying that you basically just want to have this amenity available in our community? Because he identified that the binoculars cost somewhere between $3,500 and $5,000. And you can make them coin-operated, you can make them just however. We asked him a lot of questions, we got a lot of information from him, we asked him to create a more formal proposal, and then we're going to do some research on, you know, where we can put it, because we can't have commerce on the harbor. I mean, that's part of the land trust agreement. Right in front of Lake Superior Trading Post is the only place where we can actually do it. So that's where we stand with that.
And the district heating project is back on the agenda.
It is back on the agenda. The communication plan, which is one of the deliverables that was promised to the city when we signed the contract with the energy company, and they gave us an energy plan that has many different facets to it. There's a community information packet which will be at important places around the city, which such as the library, the community center, et cetera, and then there's a media campaign that's going to happen in Northern Wilds and the Cook County paper, and amongst other things. I have a list. If anybody's interested in seeing that, I can provide them with that. You just have to get a hold of me. The other thing got added to the agenda right at the end, or right at the beginning of the meeting, was a request for proposals for assisted living market studies. So that was one thing that took up a bunch of time too, but it was really important to have the conversation. The last council in December 10th voted that it was in the city's best interest to do a market study to see what our needs for assisted living are. And I recently wrote a blog post about this, so if any of you guys are interested in that, that's probably the exhaustive way of getting your getting the information about what we talked about. But basically what we did is we agreed that that the city would start looking for proposals for companies that could do a market study, an exhaustive market study on what the prospects of assisted living are in our community. Because this was done in 2010, but when it was done in 2010, they just drew a line 20 miles around the city, and that was it. And that didn't capture our unique situations. We have some of those.
Mm-hmm. And a report from the Planning Commission.
Yeah, see, so this is where just about every single thing on the agenda had some kind of conversation that had to go along with mm-hmm. it, which is part of the reason why the meeting took so long. But man, we learned a lot about a lot of different things. The Planning Commission report was basically a report on the Grand Lakeview development, which is slated to go behind the Gopher Cabins in an undeveloped piece of property. There's lots of nuances to that. The city has not done a lot of development in the past, so we've been really hashing out this development agreement. And that's one of the things that's been taking a lot of time, and the developer is, you know, he would like to see it go a little faster. But the city, you know, we've got to dot our I's and cross our T's, and we've got to protect ourselves, because if a development gets halfway through and doesn't get finished, you know, that's something that the city has to deal with. And how is the city going to deal with that? Well, we don't want to pay for that out of our general fund, and we can't. And we don't want to pass that expense on to the taxpayers. So, I mean, that's basically what it is we just need guarantees that any projects that we start will get finished. So,
and anything else from this meeting you'd like to touch on?
Well, we started talking again about public bathrooms, so that's going to be on the agenda for the next meeting. We finally got some designs back for how we could potentially turn the old visitor center into a large bunch of public bathrooms. So that's something that a lot of people have been talking about for a long time. So,
excellent.
So we're getting there.
Progress.
Yeah, there you go.
We are speaking with Mayor Jay Arrowsmith Decoux. The Grand Marais City Council meets on the second and last Wednesdays of the month at City Hall, 15 North Broadway. Meetings start at 4:30 p.m. and are open to the public. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thank you.